Trump cuts illegal immigration strain on American hospitals by 94%. By John Binder on May 20, 2020. President Trump's border controls have greatly reduced the strain that illegal immigration once put on American hospitals near the United States-Mexico border. Since March 21, when the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC Title 42 order went into effect, U.S. Border Patrol agents have only taken about 230 border crossers to nearby American hospitals for treatment. Before the CDC order, Border Patrol agents told Breitbart News they were admitting about 75 border crossers every day to American hospitals, or more than 2,200 border crossers a month. In February, Border Patrol took more than 2,000 border crossers to American hospitals. The CDC order, which has cut illegal immigration by 84% and given Border Patrol agents the ability to swiftly deport border crossers, has helped drop that strain on American hospitals by 94% in just 2 months. In recent months, American citizens living in northern Mexico have started traveling to Southern California for health care, inundating local hospitals. Border Patrol agents said there is no federal statute that prevents American citizens from traveling back to the U.S. to receive better medical treatment. As Breitbart News reported, Trump is readying a broader public health regulation to extend Border Patrol's ability to have control over the southern border with quick apprehension and deportation rates. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.